With us today is Dr. Peter Michalos, our in-house genius, and our motto is live long and prosper. Dr. Michalos, what are we doing this week?
Well, this week we're going to talk about a very important topic, and that's cancer screening and how to when to start doing screening and the different tests that you can do to check for screening. And we're going to start off with the some of the younger age groups. And one of them is in women. Cervical cancer screening should start at age 25. And really, they say not to do it under 25 because it's extremely rare to have cervical cancer under 25. But the PAP test, named after Dr. Papanicolaou, which has saved millions of women's lives, is a test where they swab an area of the cervix in women, and you can find things out early. Another thing is that people between the ages of 25 and 65 can get a HPV virus, which is a human papillomavirus, and that can be done when you have your GYN exam, and you can catch the precursor to cervical cancer because that can also occur in people's throats, and that can happen sexually transmitted, and people can end up with throat cancer. There's even a vaccine now for HPV. The other cancers are mammograms, and women should definitely start mammograms at age 40, and 45 to 54, they should really be doing it annually. And if you have a strong family history of cancer, you should discuss with your doctor if you should do it at an earlier age. And the other thing that you can test for, of course, is colon cancer. And colon, they say to start colonoscopies at age 45, but there are now tests like Cologuard, which basically they take a stool sample and you can find little tiny pieces and DNA fragments of colon cancer with a simple test through the colon. But if it comes back positive, then you do need a colonoscopy to remove any cancerous polyps. And then the other one is for the lung. And they do have low-dose CAT scan screening now. And people who are smokers, age 50 to 80, or smoke at least 20, have a 20-pack year history of smoking, those people can get screened and you can catch it early. And prostate cancer, basically, men should start at age 50 and talk to their healthcare provider, and you can do a test called a PSA test. And if you see that PSA test climbing, you can have a rectal exam where they actually can feel it. But if it is climbing, there is a test called a 3D MRI, which basically does a image of the MRI. And I know people whose PSA was climbing, their doctor said watch it, but they went and got a 3D MRI and they found a marble sized lesion sitting in the center of the prostate that they couldn't see normally. Then if you do have a positive test on one of these tests, there's also something called a PET scan. And a PET scan is a test where your whole body, they put a radioactively labeled dye, and if you do have a cancer, it shows up as an increased signal or a bright area, and that shows an increased blood flow because tumors tend to have more blood vessels to feed the rapidly growing cancer, and it shows up. So PET scans can show an area. For example, if you have a nodule on your lung, then you can get a PET scan, and if it lights up like a Christmas tree and it shows up, then you might have to go on and get a biopsy. And things that you can do to reduce your risk of cancer, of course, stay away from all forms of tobacco, try to keep a healthy weight, regular physical activity, eating fruits and vegetables, avoid alcohol, no more than one drink per day for women and no more than two for men, protect the skin, which is our largest organ where we can get skin cancers like melanoma, squamous cells. So do your annual screening minimal if you have light skin twice a year with your dermatologist. And know your family history and know your risk. And of course, we've talked about on this show, the blood test now that exists, like the Galleri test by Grail, where you can catch 50 cancers before they even start with one simple blood test. And that eventually, by now, it's not covered by insurance, but eventually it will be part of regular screenings, and it will save the system lots of money. Because when you catch things early, you treat early, your survival rate is very high.
The Galleri test, does that include all the other tests? I mean, can you skip the other test by taking the Galleri test, or those have to be done separately?
Well, the Galleri test is cells start appearing in your bloodstream, so you're catching things a little bit more ahead. Whereas a colon test, for example, the colonoscopy, you can catch a polyp when the cancer is still very early on the tip of the polyp and it hasn't invaded yet or hasn't gotten into your bloodstream. So some of these tests can catch things super, super early, like the Pap test. You can catch a cervical cancer when the cells are right on the surface before they've even invaded or gotten into the bloodstream. It's just another test that helps. For example, there was a lady who wasn't feeling well, and I told her, go see your doctor, get a Galleri test, and it came back positive ovarian signal. The doctor said, oh, don't worry about it, but she went, got the MRI. One ovary was bigger than the other, and guess what? They took out the one ovary. It was filled with cancer, but she caught it so early, she's going to go on to have a normal life, whereas with ovarian cancer, if it spread, it would have been a disaster. And another, I had a friend in Florida. His doctor told him, don't worry about it. His PSA was 5. I said, get a Galleri test. Guess what? Came back positive, got a 3D MRI, marble side lesion inside the center of his prostate, had his prostate removed. Why? Because his father had died of metastatic prostate cancer and had severe bone pain from it. So he caught it early. His PSA is 0 now, and he'll go on to live a normal life. So these new tests will be the mainstay in the future. And there's even tests that you can find your risk just testing your microbiome.
How do you spell Galleri?
G-A-L-L-E-R-I test by Grail. And it comes right up, and we can put it on the WABC website. But again, it's a great thing to catch early. And even if you swab your mouth now, certain bacteria in your mouth, if you find a high number of certain bacteria, they can warn you of early pancreatic, colon, stomach cancer. So even the gut microbes are going to be a future signal of what is going on inside your body.
Well, Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you so much. And thank you for keeping our listeners alive. And now they're going to be listening to over 100.
Well, thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable, where we want people to live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper, Peter. Thank you so much.